Welcome back to The Good PM Life, the podcast where we delve into the world of project management and help you chart your career path. Hey, hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, and today we're going to be tackling a very big question. How do you get into project management? How do you even get started? You know, whether you're switching careers or you're fresh out of school or just curious about the field, this episode is really for you. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, sit back, and let's get into it. So you're thinking about becoming a project manager. Fantastic choice. You know, project management is all about planning, executing, and closing projects successfully. But how do you go from like where you are now to leading your own projects? Today, I really want to break it down into some very detailed, actionable steps. So let's get started. First, I really recommend that you try to get a good understanding of what a project manager actually does. You know, project managers are the people who keep everything on track. I mentioned in the previous episode that project managers are the glue that holds the project together. You know, they're the ones that plan the project, they assemble the team, they're going to allocate resources, they'll manage budgets, and then they're basically going to ensure that the project meets its goals. You know, the project manager role is very multifaceted. And throughout every project, you're going to go through five different phases of a project. And these five different phases are basically the foundation of project management. And you will learn these phases whenever you take any type of fundamentals in project management. But I wanted to just quickly go through those so you have an even better understanding of what a project manager does. And if you want a lot more detail about what a project manager does, we have episode number 2 that takes you through a day in the life of a project manager. And this is where we go through basically what the project manager does day after day. It gives you really good insight into what a PM does day after day. So take a listen to that episode. That's episode number 2. All right, let's move on. All right, the first phase is the initiation phase. So the initiation phase, you're just basically starting the project. And this is where you're going to be like defining things like your project scope, your goals, your objectives. You're going to be meeting with your stakeholders to get a good understanding of what they're looking for and any of the project requirements and also the expectations, especially like a deadline or budget constraints. So this is where you're really gathering the information from the stakeholder of, you know, knowing what it is that they want and need. So you're just initiating the project. That's the first phase. It's the initiation phase. Next, that's the planning phase. This is where you take all the information that you gathered from the stakeholder in the initiation phase, and you create basically a detailed project plan. And that's going to have things like timelines. You can include budgets and resources and risk management strategies. So basically, you know, this part of the phase is your plan serves as the roadmap for the project. Okay, so now once you've kind of gathered the requirements and then kind of made a plan of how you're going to execute, you're going to go to the execution phase. So this is where you're leading the team to execute the project plan. You're going to be meeting with your project team. You're going to be discussing what needs to be done, the timeline. So you're going to be executing that project plan. You're going to manage the resources, and you're basically going to ensure that those tasks are completed on time and within budget. Now, next phase is called monitoring and controlling. Now, the monitoring and controlling phase kind of happens at the same time as the execution phase. They kind of go hand in hand. And during this phase, per se, this is where you're going to be continuously tracking project progress, right? You're going to manage any changes that come in. We have customers that come in and they'll say, oh, I forgot to include X, or hey, I didn't give you this very, very important detail. So you're going to be managing those and basically recalibrating if you need to. You know, basically, you're just there to ensure that the project stays aligned with its goals. So in the monitoring and controlling phase, that kind of goes hand in hand with the execution phase. Okay, lastly, the closing phase. So basically, this closing of the project, right? This is where you're going to finalize all those project activities. You're going to get stakeholder approval. When you're going to basically complete the project, tie a nice bow on it, and then hand it to your stakeholders for them to take a look and basically give their sign off or approval. And also, once you're done with that, you're going to be documenting lessons learned for future projects, which is so important in knowing like what is it that that worked well in the project, because you definitely want to acknowledge what worked well in a project. You also want to discuss what didn't work well and what things could I change in the next project. So the closing phase, and especially the documenting the lessons learned, super important so that you don't make the same mistakes in future projects that you did in previous projects, and that you do the things that you did well in the project, you continue to do those in other projects. Okay. So basically those are like the five project phases. All right. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. All right. Next, step two, you need to assess your skills. You have to kind of take stock of what like you're already bringing to the table. Everybody has some sort of experience. You have skills, whether that's communication skills or leadership skills, or you're organized. And we did talk about the very important project management skills in episode one. I encourage you to take a listen to that episode, because it really does provide you a good list of the skills that every project manager needs. So once you have a good understanding of what skills are required as a project manager, then you can assess the skills that you currently have. You know, things like, are you a great communicator? Do you have a knack for problem solving? Or are you super organized? Honestly, these things are super important in a project manager role, and it's your opportunity now to assess what skills you have. And then if you see that you're maybe weak in a certain area or maybe could use some improvement, go ahead and take a class. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a bit. So let's go through some of the other skills. All right. So leadership. So you have to have the ability to inspire and guide your team towards reaching those project goals, right? Someone has to be the leader of a project for lack of a better word, you have to push the team. You have to inspire them. You have to remove roadblocks. They are professionals. And so you need to be there to be a support system for them. So leadership skills, obviously super important. Time management is another one. So effectively managing your time and the time of your team, all right? Let me say that again. You have to effectively manage your time and the time of your team, right? So obviously, you know, you are going to be managing your own time because more times than not, you're probably working on multiple projects, right, at a time. So you have to manage your own time. Also the time of your team. So this is where the project schedule kind of comes into play. All right. So it is imperative that you make sure that you know how to manage the team of your time. And I'm not talking about micromanaging them, but just making sure that the tasks that they committed to and the timeline that they committed to, that they stay on track. Okay. Next thing is negotiation. So, you know, you have to be able to know how to handle those conflicts, and you have to negotiate resources and timelines and budgets with the stakeholders. And this happens all the time because there are changes that happen throughout the project, but you have to renegotiate these things. For example, so let's just say you have a person on your team, we'll call her Jenny, and she was given to you as one of your project team members at 100%. So 100% of her time is going to be given to this specific project. Okay. So now what happens when there is another corporate initiative that comes up and Jenny's boss pulls her off your project to work on another project and says, I'm sorry, Mr. Project Manager, but Jenny can only work on your project 50% of the time. What does that do to your project schedule? What does that do to everything? So you have to negotiate these timelines. So you'll probably have to go back to your stakeholders to ask for more and maybe additional resources or more time. So, and it will come with experience that you will learn how to negotiate. Okay. But this is very, very important to know how to negotiate and handle those type of conflicts. Okay. Next thing is critical thinking. So you have to be a problem solver. We talked about that in the first episode where we talked about the skills and critical thinking and being able to analyze situations and then make sound decisions is very important. Now, making sound decisions, it will come easier with time, right? So as you become a seasoned project manager, you will learn the ins and outs. And also a lot of times these things are just kind of logical decisions, right? Or you'll know what to do. So critical thinking is still a very, very important skill. Okay, next, technical skills. You got to understand the tools and technologies that are used in project management. And the companies have like different tools and such that they like to use, where they like to use things like Microsoft Project or Trello or Monday.com, which is a personal favorite of mine. You have to understand the tools and really the technologies of, you know, what you're doing in project management. And that also comes with time, and it comes with training, and it comes with experience. So don't get too discouraged if you're maybe not technologically savvy. Did I say that right? Technologically savvy. You will learn as you go along. Okay. So I said this earlier, but you know, if you're missing any of these skills, please don't worry about it. You know, there's so many ways to develop your skills through like courses, books, and practical experience. So that takes me into the next step. You have to get educated. So there are many ways to learn about project management. Okay, you can go like the formal route, or you can get a degree in project management. There's a lot of universities across the U.S. and really all over the globe that offer degrees in project management. Or you can do a related field like business administration. That was the route that I went. I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration, and then I got into project management. Okay. But you know, if going back to school is not an option, you know, there are so many online courses. We have the luxury of being able to have so many education resources at our fingertips through online courses and also certifications. So those courses and certifications will give you the knowledge you need. Okay. So let's just kind of then go through what are, you know, some of the online courses and certifications. I wanted to kind of cover that real quick. So online courses, there's websites like Coursera, edX, and LinkedIn Learning. And these are just a few. They offer a ton of courses on project management fundamentals, agile methodologies, and more. One of my favorite courses, if you're a beginner and you're just learning more about project management, is out on PMI.org. And PMI is the Project Management Institute. Okay. They offer a free course. It's just a 45-minute course, and it's a course called Kickoff. And you just go out to PMI.org and you just type in the search bar Kickoff, and it's one of the first search results that comes up. And it's a very good, quick 45-minute overview of project management. It'll give you everything you need to know about beginning in project management. Very highly recommended. Okay. So let's talk about certifications. So look into certifications. Now, I will say that certifications are not mandatory to have as a project manager, but just like with any profession, having a certification or a higher degree is actually always helpful, right? So what does a certification do? It really, basically, it just certifies that you have the knowledge and the experience to be a project manager. Now, the PMI Institute, so Project Management Institute, offers a lot of different certifications. Two of the most popular certifications are the CAPM, which is the Certified Associate in Project Management, and also the PMP, which is the Project Management Professional. I personally have the PMP, and there are a lot of requirements in order to get those certifications. So when we're going to be talking about certifications in a later episode, because it's not super important for you to know right now, but you will need to know that at a later time, because I think that you should highly consider it, you know, because these credentials are really highly respected and they can give you a competitive edge, and they can also give you more salary. Also, consider certifications like PRINCE2. PRINCE2 is very popular in Europe. Also, Scrum Master, which I also am a certified Scrum Master through the Scrum Alliance. And Scrum Master comes really in handy when you are working on agile projects. And then lastly, Six Sigma. Six Sigma really kind of focuses on manufacturing. Okay. So depending on your industry or career goals, you have kind of a wide variety of different certifications that you could probably try and tackle. Okay. Lastly, let's just discuss some books and resources. So reading a book like A Guide to the Project Management Book of Knowledge, which is affectionately called the PMBOK Guide, also put out by PMI, it's an excellent book. This is basically the book to read if you're wanting to get a little bit more educated about project management. And let me tell you, this is not nighttime reading. This is a pretty extensive book for you to read. So, but I do highly recommend it. Next. Another book I recommend is Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time. That's by Jeff Sutherland, and The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. So all three very good books. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right, let's move on from education and let's start talking about gaining experience. So I know this probably might sound tricky, like if you're starting from scratch, like how do I gain experience? How do I know that somebody's going to want to hire me? And I've got some tips for you. Okay. Because there's a lot of ways to get project management experience without actually having the title of project manager. Okay. First thing I recommend is maybe you could start managing small projects. This is what I did. You want to look for opportunities to manage small projects or tasks like in your current role. And this could be anything from like organizing an event or leading a team initiative or managing small departmental project. That's what I did. I was working in a large technology company and my boss had approached me, asked me if I would take over this project for one of my coworkers who was going to work on another initiative. And I said, sure, let's take a look. So I met with my coworker to get the backstory of the project. And that was my first introduction to project management. And let me tell you, I loved it so much. And that's where things got started for me. I just then started to volunteer for more and more projects. Okay. So that is one of my recommendations. That's really the way you're going to easily get some experience. Next, maybe consider volunteering. There's a lot of project-based work that can be done even at your own company or in some like maybe nonprofit or community organizations. There's always something to do, always projects to be done. So volunteering might be a really good option for you. Okay, maybe you don't have a job or work at a company where you have the opportunity to work on projects. So try and look outside of your company to just try to get some experience. All right, next. Internships and entry-level positions. Now, this is really more speaking to people who are maybe just out of school, because you should consider internships or entry-level positions that involve some sort of project coordination or assistance. This is a really great way to provide you some really valuable hands-on experience. And it also gives you the insight into the role of a project manager, right? Okay, next, you want to document your experience. So you want to keep a detailed record of the projects you manage. You want to include things like your role, your responsibilities, the outcomes. You know, this documentation will be useful for you when you apply for project management positions, and also very useful when you start applying to take the PMP or CAPM test, because they're going to require some of that information. All right, so we talked earlier a little bit about tools and technologies, right? So what it is really important for you to understand the tools of the trade. Very important. And you will learn these things as you keep going. But you know, project managers, we use a variety of tools to help plan and manage our projects. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times people just use Excel, which is perfectly fine. If you are an Excel whiz and you can manage your projects via Excel, that's fine too. But I don't really highly recommend it. It's okay. But there are a lot of tools out there that are way better than using Excel. And let's just quickly go through some of the ones that I recommend. Microsoft Project. Now, this is kind of like, I guess we'll call it the GOAT. It's the comprehensive tool for planning, scheduling, and managing those projects, right? And it is very detailed, and you can do just about anything in this guy. But it is super complicated, and you really have to understand how to use the software in order to effectively manage the project. Sometimes when you have too many things in there, it gets a little confusing. So, you know, Microsoft Project is a great tool. It's made by Microsoft. But would I highly recommend it all the time? No, but it's really useful for certain projects. Okay, next is a tool called Trello. And that one is really like a visual tool where you organize your tasks and projects using these like boards and cards. I love that for my own home personal projects. Now, does my family love that we use Trello for projects at home? Not really, but I think they just don't want to work on the projects. Nevertheless, it is a really, really good tool because it's a visual. It creates actually boards and cards for you. Okay, next one is Asana, which is also very popular. This tool helps your teams track work and then, you know, manage the projects collaboratively. It's also a very, very popular tool. Next one is Jira, and that tool is primarily used for agile projects and software development. It is an excellent tool and very easy to use. I'm going to plug in here also Monday.com, which is probably my favorite project management tool. I love the aesthetics of it. I love the way it looks. I love the automations. It's easy to read. A lot of times people don't really know how to read Microsoft Project, especially Gantt charts. But with Monday.com, it is an amazing tool and people to know how to use it. And it's kind of fun to use. So I very highly recommend that. And then as far as some sort of communication tools, most companies have Microsoft Teams, which is a fine tool. Also, there's Slack, also another great tool for communication and collaboration. So this is just a quick rundown of the different tools of the trade that I recommend that you at least get yourself familiar with so that when you do start managing the projects, you have these tools in your back pocket. Okay. Now that we've done all of these things, we've learned the tools of the trade, we've gotten educated, we've gotten a better understanding of the skills and such. Next thing you have to do is you have to start networking. You have to start networking because it's so crucial in your career. And, you know, with project management, that is no exception. So let me give you some tips on how to build your network. So my first recommendation is to join some sort of professional organization. There's organizations, and I've mentioned this before, like the Project Management Institute. You know, they offer all sorts of networking opportunities like resources and certification programs. They offer all sorts of mixers. They do conferences. They do all sorts of things to bring project managers together. I highly recommend the PMI organization. And for me, I am a member of the PMI Houston chapter, which is so nice because they offer things throughout the month for project managers to get together. And it's a great way to collaborate, meet people, and also find out about some job opportunities. And kind of along with that, you want to attend industry events. So I mentioned before that PMI local chapters, they put on conferences. There's symposiums all over the world for project managers. There's webinars, there's workshops. There really is a lot of opportunity out there to get together with like-minded people as project managers. Here's where you're just going to meet other professionals and basically learn about industry trends. Especially now with the introduction of AI, you're going to want to attend these industry trend type workshops and webinars so you can get a better understanding so you can be a step ahead. Next, let's talk about LinkedIn. Okay, you can build a professional network by basically connecting with other project managers and industry experts. I follow a lot of motivational speakers and people who are experts in the project management world. And I love seeing their posts because you're constantly learning from them. Also, I want to encourage you to find a mentor. Okay, you should probably seek out a mentor who can offer you some guidance, some advice, and support, as you're going through this. So as a starting project manager, you don't know what you don't know. Sure, you can find things online and you can listen to podcasts like this, but there's something to be said about working with someone or connecting with someone, just even talking to someone to get some advice. Okay, saying, I took this class, but I don't know what my next step is, or how do I find a job that will give me an opportunity to get into the project management space? Having someone there to kind of talk to and get support about getting into this field, super important. Now, once you have gone to the networking events and done all of the legwork, now it's time to start preparing your resume. You have to start applying. So once you've built up those skills and experience, it's just really time to get out there and you have to start applying for those project management positions. So let me give you some tips. First thing, take a look at your resume. Read your resume. And you should probably tailor your resume. You want to highlight some of your project management skills and experience. Remember I mentioned a bit ago about how you should document a lot of your experience? This is one of the reasons why. You want to be able to effectively put that on your resume so that people can see that you actually have project management experience. So you want to include things that like the specific projects you've managed, even if they were informal or part of another role. Definitely want to include anything that will get your foot in the door. Okay. If you've got some certifications, make sure you list any certifications you've earned, such as the PMP, CAPM, or Scrum Master. I mentioned those before. Now, if you're starting out, you're not going to have those, and that's okay. They're absolutely not needed on the resume. But if you do have them, I would absolutely put them in there. Okay. Next. And this tip here is really for any type of resume, not just one for project managers, but you want to use quantifiable results to demonstrate your impact. Okay, so let me give you an example. You want to mention how you managed a project that increased efficiency by 20%, or you completed a project under budget. You also want to include things like, that you worked on a $2 million project over the span of 1 year to complete X. So you want to give the hiring manager an idea of the work and the impact you've made on a project. Okay, so that is probably one of the best tips if I would really recommend anything. Okay, all right, lastly, preparing for interviews. What do you do? So you should be ready to discuss your experience. You want to talk about your skills. You want to probably talk about how you've handled, you know, various challenges. You want to practice common interview questions and scenarios. And there are a lot of YouTubes out there that give you tips and tricks on how to interview. But from a project management standpoint, I want you to be prepared for detailed questions about specific projects. They're going to ask you things like, in the beginning, they'll probably say things like, tell me about Project X, because you'll have that listed on your resume. And then they're going to say, all right, well, how many people were on the team? And then you say, oh, there were 4 people on the team. Okay. And how long was the project? Okay. 6 months. Okay. And then they're going to ask you for some detailed information about the project. And what you'll want to do is you'll just give a very quick overview, because they don't need to know the actual details of the project. They don't care. So once you do that, then you talk a little bit about what you guys delivered and how you delivered it, and really focus on the positive. Everybody knows that there's issues in projects, but let me tell you, they want to know how you deliver certain projects, because if they have certain projects that they're currently working on and you're talking about a project that you have completed and done well with, they will then connect those two and have the confidence of possibly bringing you on. So I want you to be super diligent in preparing for the interview. And I'm not just talking about memorizing your resume. You need to provide some very good detailed information of how you added value by completing a project. All right, now let's move on. I'm going to go to the final step. And this really kind of goes without saying, and it really applies to anyone and everyone. But you have to keep learning and growing. Remember I mentioned earlier about AI? This is a new introduction into our world, and you're going to use it to your advantage. You know, project management, it's just a field that's always evolving. There's always some sort of new tool or technique or methodology. You know, agile methodology didn't really come into existence really until 2001-ish. So it's a relatively new methodology, while actual waterfall project management methodology has been around since, I believe, the 60s or 70s. So there are always new ones that are going to be emerging. You want to stay curious. You want to keep learning. You want to always be open to new challenges. So how do you do that? Continuing education. That's kind of a no-brainer. So take advantage of any type of ongoing training and development opportunities. Remember, I mentioned about the local chapters for PMI. You want to attend workshops, webinars, conferences. You want to be able to stay current with those industry trends and practices. You want to go to those meetings. Also, you want to read and research. Stay informed. There's industry publications, there's blogs, there's books. You want to follow thought leaders. A lot of them post on LinkedIn. You want to take a look at influencers in the project management community. You have a lot to learn. We still have a lot to learn. I've been a project manager for over 25 years. I'm still learning, guys. Okay, so there you have it, guys. This is a roadmap to getting started. Remember, you want to get educated. You want to start networking. You want to take an assessment of your skills. You've got to basically be preparing yourself to get into project management. And honestly, this could really apply for any role, not just project management, but I'm here to talk to you about project management and what it takes to become a project manager. Make sure that you take a look at those skills that you have and then get started. Remember, this is a journey, guys. It's not a sprint. You got to take it one step at a time. And honestly, before you know it, you're going to be leading your own projects. It seemed like not that long ago that I volunteered for that first project. And look at where I am now. I'm talking to you guys about becoming project managers. Time goes by very quickly, and you want to just take that first step. So thanks so much for tuning into The Good PM Life. You know, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And if you have any questions, or if you have any type of topics that you want me to cover, leave a comment in the episode comment section, and I'm happy to cover those. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.